SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, semakin banyak generasi baby boomer yang ingin melakukan perjalanan ke luar negeri. Ada sekitar 1.004 turis yang tiba di Australia setiap jam untuk menjelajahi lanskap Australia yang luas dan beragam itu. Tempat terbaik mana yang bisa dikunjungi untuk menciptakan petualangan yang tidak terlupakan sebagai pelancong di negara kita sendiri? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Yanka Weiss dari German Travel Australia telah memesan tempat bagi turis ke Uluru selama bertahun-tahun. Weiss sendiri bercita-cita pada suatu hari ia akan pergi ke tempat suci Yangkun Jajara dan Pitjan Jajara yang telah dikunjungi oleh lebih dari 250 ribu orang turis setiap tahunnya.
I would go into the desert resort or I would go to the Dinner of Silence, okay? I have heard so much about it and it definitely the dinner is outside, literally in the desert, and you just have got your table prepared for you and for the group in the desert. The experience and the stars and everything, it is just absolutely breathtaking. And of course, the walk, the cultural walk around the Uluru to feel the energy and the pulse of Australia, because that's what I think. That's what it's all about.
Data terbaru dari Australian Bureau of Statistics menunjukkan bahwa jumlah baby boomer yang bepergian ke luar negeri telah meningkat lebih dari 80% dalam 5 tahun terakhir. Sarah Birdwhistle dari 50 Plus Travel Club menemukan bahwa sebagian besar kliennya yang berusia 50 tahun hingga 70 tahunan cenderung melihat perjalanan luar negeri saat mereka masih bugar dan aktif.
I find that people traveling in Australia is what they might do when they're a little bit older, when they can't do that long travel anymore. But I always think, what a shame, because it is the continent here of exploration. We shouldn't be leaving it till we're too, you know, long in the tooth. You want to get out and be able to walk Kings Canyon in the middle of Australia. It's gorgeous, beautiful oasis in the middle of a canyon that you can hike up to the top of to see.
Sementara banyak kliennya yang lain tertarik untuk pergi ke luar negeri, Birdwhistle melihat lebih banyak pelancong yang memilih untuk berlayar di sekitar Australia dan menghubungkannya dengan paket perjalanan darat.
Might start from Sydney and go to Perth, or Brisbane up to Darwin, and then they might do the Ghan down into Adelaide. And we've seen people realize they don't want to just see Australia by sea. And so obviously they get off the ship and they might do some land-based touring. And of course, it gives them the best of both worlds. They get to see beautiful coastlines and regional areas that might not be able to be easily accessed. So a cruise ship can be quite beautiful and easy to get around and to access different ports.
Jika Anda khawatir terjebak di kapal, Birdwhistle menyarankan untuk naik kereta 4 hari dari Darwin ke Adelaide pada ekspedisi Ghan yang terkenal untuk pengalaman yang lebih mendalam. Pada hari ulang tahun ke-90 yang akan datang, ia menyarankan pemesanan lebih awal untuk menjamin mendapatkan tempat dalam perjalanan kereta sepanjang 2.979 km itu.
It does go to Cooper Pedy. So if you think about those underground homes that they do stop on that journey, and the train is such a fun experience. You get to share a four-night trip on off-train experiences. So for a morning, you might go out to Catherine Gorge and see that. And certainly from a travel point of view, it's a very easy option to just hop on the train in Darwin, head down for a couple of hours, hop off in Catherine, have a nice couple of hours off, see beautiful Catherine, and then you head on down to Alice Springs. And so the whole way through, you're seeing the Red Centre, which of course we all know. Most people think, oh, I'd love to see it, but never get to see it.
Weiss mengatakan banyak pelancong kliennya yang berusia di atas 50 tahunan tertarik untuk menjelajahi keindahan pulau-pulau Australia. Di antara tujuan favorit mereka adalah Pulau Hamilton, Pulau Norfolk, Pulau Fraser yang merupakan pulau pasir terbesar di dunia.
We just have been recently there. It turns out to be a really well-loved spot just for a week to hang out and to explore the island with guided tours. This depends how active you would like to be and how much you trust yourself to hire a four-wheel drive and go over the sand.
Tracy Rivers dari National Travellers Travel merekomendasikan Tasmania. Survei Ron Morgan baru-baru ini menemukan bahwa ibu kota negara bagian itu, Hobart, adalah tujuan perjalanan domestik yang paling cepat berkembang di negara ini. kota tersebut berperingkat kota liburan paling diinginkan ketiga di Australia setelah Melbourne dan Sydney.
Tasmania is a wonderful destination. It offers varied things. It has an amazing history with Port Arthur and some of the penal colonies that were there at the time. There's also Richmond Bridge, which is an amazing bridge that's there. Also, Tasmania is known for its food and wine. Even though it's a small place, it's lots to see and do.
Bronwyn White dari New Young Travel menyarankan untuk melakukan perjalanan dengan mobil untuk merasakan kebebasan dan kegembiraan yang bagus. Ia melihat lebih banyak pelancong tunggal, terutama wanita yang berusia di atas 55 tahun, lepas dari petualangan kecil.
That's a sort of trip. A trip around Australia is truly life-changing. And it's a funny topic because people quite often talk about the sense of freedom and that kind of hitting the road and it's you and the road and the red dirt and the Australian bush and nobody else. And I guess it gives you time to really reflect on yourself and being at one with nature. And, you know, those sorts of experiences are really quite transformative for a lot of people.
Tracy Rivers mengatakan penting memeriksa asuransi perjalanan untuk menutup biaya yang tidak terduga, meskipun Anda bepergian di negara Anda sendiri.
It helps if something was to go wrong. Even here in Australia, they're not going to cover for medical costs, obviously, because that's covered by Medicare here in Australia. But if something happened and you needed to stay a week later or a flight was cancelled or things happen all the time, it's always a very good idea to have travel insurance.
Tidak semua orang mampu memiliki waktu dan uang untuk mengunjungi tempat-tempat eksotis. Bronwyn White mengatakan kadang-kadang hanya mengemudi 1 atau 2 jam ke daerah Australia dapat menemukan pengalaman budaya yang menarik.
In and around Sydney even, you can do some indigenous tours not far from Sydney, or you can go, you know, anywhere out bush and then out the outback. But there's some really fabulous and interesting local museums in regional areas and cultural experiences that you can have. I mean, going to the pub and having a lunch at some of these places is a cultural experience. You know, it's out there that you get to meet some really interesting people with really interesting jobs that are on the land. That's the beauty of it. And you're near hospitals, you're safe, you're at home.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.